The state of Washington will go before the Supreme Court Wednesday, September 3rd, to explain why it should not be held in contempt. This historic hearing stems from the ongoing McCleary case, where the court found the state is not adequately funding public schools. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
This is the legal equivalent of being hauled to the principal's office and having to make the case for why you shouldn't be suspended. Here, the legislature is in trouble with the Supreme Court for submitting an incomplete plan in April for how it intends to fully fund public education by 2018. Tom Ahern represents the coalition that sued the state over school funding. He wants the Supreme Court to fine the state in contempt and impose sanctions in January if the legislature doesn't meet in special session this fall to address the school funding crisis.
I mean, when somebody important, like Boeing or the Mariners or someone like that, asks for something, the legislature will meet in special session to do what they want.
In court filings, the state argues it should not be held in contempt and there should be no sanctions. But if there are, the sanctions should be deferred until next spring to give the legislature more time to act in the 2015 regular session. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.